The Lord be with you.
Great to see all of you gathered here this morning for a time to be renewed and refreshed with God's love and his commitment to provide for us.
We're going to hear that throughout our service this morning. And to prepare us for that, you know, you think about food, and in a lot of ways, we have not figured out food. A few years ago, eggs, just take the example of eggs, for example. Many, many years ago, you remember eggs, you were absolutely not supposed to eat eggs. Wait a few years, then you can eat the eggs, but only the white portion of the egg, not the yolk. Do you remember that phase? Well, now, guess what? It is safe to eat eggs. Yay. Yeah. In fact, you should eat as many as possible, Karen. That's, yeah, we love your eggs in our house. You know what we learned today is that Jesus knows food. He knows how to provide. He knows exactly what we need. And he can provide for us even when we would calculate and think that it's absolutely impossible for him to do. And he does it by feeding 5,000 people with just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. A wonderful reminder to us this morning of who provides for us. We do have a couple of announcements to share before we begin here this morning. The first is that next week's service is going to be an outdoor worship opportunity. Things went so well last month that we're going to try and do it again. Oscar warned me, checked the meteorologist, there's a 6 to 30% chance of rain, okay? So, hey, guess what? We have a fallback option. It's called coming to the sanctuary. So be here regardless of whatever the weather is. Our plan is to be out on the patio. We just had a wonderful time last month. If not, we'll be here in the sanctuary. Next Sunday is also special because we'll be welcoming in officially 10 new members to our church here at Peace. And their names will be listed in the bulletin next week so you can find out who they are. And so just a great joy to expand our family here at Peace Lutheran Church. And then also our... I would also just note that we are collecting school supplies. I put it out in my pastor's notes. If you are able to collect 2-for-1 deals, markers for paper, 2-for-1 deals for paper, markers, crayons, etc., the list is included in my emails. We also have sheets to share what we need for those items. 100% of the items collected there go to the Philomath School District. And the date that we're finished with that drive, I believe, is August 17th. So collect as much as you can. Are there other announcements to share this morning before we begin? Joyce.
The weekend of the eclipse, we have approximately 20 young people coming from Yakima and a couple of their chaperones. It's also open to youth. I've passed out a few flyers to those of you who are of that age group. Come and join our sleepover, and we're going to have some fun. We're going to go, hopefully, if traffic is okay, hopefully we'll go to the beach on Saturday, and then Sunday there's another activity that hasn't been determined yet. But for a contingency plan, if you have things that are like yard games, volleyball, that sort of thing, that you can bring over before that weekend, that'd be great, in case traffic is horrendous and we need to do something close to home. So welcome them. They'll be visiting us for church that morning, the 20th, and make them feel happy and welcome.
And Clark.
So Wednesday, the 9th, this Wednesday, is the day of the blood drive. It's going to be here at Peace Lutheran. So if you're interested in either donating blood or helping just as a volunteer, just come and talk to me, and I'd be sure to set you up. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Clark. So there's a blood drive here Wednesday. I think that, Clark, is the time from 1 to 6, something like that. 1 to 6. This is a really cool blood drive because it is run by the youth of the community. There are no adults in charge. That means it's going to run smoothly, that means.